N10, brought to you by Muswell Hill Media.
Welcome back to the N10 show. We've got a packed show for you this week. We talked to the owners of Cook, which is moving into the old Thresher site.
We are desperately looking for a manager and any number of part-time staff. And we can be super flexible if people want to work 2 days a week or 3 days a week or 1 day a week. We will base all our routers around recruiting the right people.
We hear from artist Michael Haynes about his first solo exhibition at Artway Gallery.
Yeah, this is actually acrylic as well, with varnish over the top. But Blue Monday, this is another reflection on the way I was feeling at the time. Kind of quite miserable and stuff. But this was inspired by a music sleeve. The Verve, the Drugs Don't Work cover. It's kind of a variation on that.
And we end the show with our brand new feature, Charlotte's Link.
Possibly Nigel Slater, the TV chef, is going to do an hour-long episode on me in the shop, and he's going to come in and buy some cheese, and we're going to cook a recipe together, which is really, really exciting, and it should be going out to BBC Two. So, fingers crossed that goes ahead. It's all going to be confirmed this week.
How exciting.
As promised, we start this week's show with Edward Perry from Cook. You're opening up in the old Thresher's premises, so when do you think you're going to be ready for business?
Target date at the moment is 4th of November.
And I can see you've started work already. Have you hit any problems?
What we actually did is, when we first saw the site about 4 months ago, we absolutely loved it. The building is in an absolutely terrible state, and I think various other retailers had tried to get it, but had gone in and just looked at the state of it. And so we thought, the last thing we want to do is tackle a building project this big. And so we put an offer in to the landlord saying, if you fix everything that's wrong with the building, then we will go in and do the shop fitting and stuff. Not expecting him to say yes, because I know other retailers have tried this in the past, but clearly the landlord, I think, was probably fed up with it being empty. So actually, the landlord is doing all the works to fix the building and stuff. We'll go in and do our shop fit in about 3 or 4 weeks' time.
Oh, fantastic. So tell us a bit about your company.
Well, we've been going 15 years. Started off with a tiny little shop in Farnham and a kitchen in Kent. The founding principle of the business is to cook using the same ingredients and techniques that you use at home. What we're trying to do is create food that looks and tastes homemade, but made on a big scale. So whether it's a beef bourguignon for a dinner party or a green Thai chicken for one, we basically can be the cook in your lives, and everything is sold frozen. We are like a super, super, super high-end Iceland.
I think you're going to be very popular.
I do hope so, because it's still horribly expensive fitting the shop out. So.
Yeah.
And rent is horrendous, but that's Muswell Hill.
So tell us a bit about why Muswell Hill.
We've got about 60 shops now, and they're mainly in market towns around the UK. And so we've only fairly recently started to move into London. So we've got shops in Barnes and Clapham, but we've decided the future for the business really lies in London villages.
It's a great spot, actually, that Thresher's site. It's a shame it's been empty so long.
It's an absolute crime it's been empty so long. But
I think so.
This is sometimes what happens when landlords have got a bit too much money and too much property. They can afford to abuse the high street. But anyway, we're delighted. It is a fantastic location.
Yeah. So will you be looking for staff? And if you will be, how can people get in touch?
Yes. We are desperately looking for a manager and any number of part-time staff, and we can be super flexible if people want to work 2 days a week or 3 days a week or 1 day a week. We will base all our routers around recruiting the right people, basically. So they need to just be people who have a love of food and who like talking to people, because there is a massive emphasis in our shop in talking, handing out food. We do lots and lots of tasters, hot tasters, cold tasters, handing out food, talking about the food to the customers that come into the shop and building a relationship with them, basically. So those are the sort of people we're looking for. The way to apply jobs is just go to our website, which is cookfood.net, and there's a jobs page on there, and that'll tell you everything you need to know.
Okay, that's great. And just lastly, some of our listeners have been asking about wheelchair access, because there's a step into the shop, and they were just saying, what's the plan? Is there any plan maybe to put a ramp in?
the absolute minimum you have is a ramp. We always do that. As I said earlier, the landlord is doing the works to the building at the moment, and he hadn't planned on doing a wheelchair access without a ramp, if you see what I mean. So we asked him about it, and he said, well, that's going to cost £5,500. So it's quite a lot of money, but that's not to say we're not going to do it, because we'll have to pay that. It's slightly tied up with the opening date, because again, I think it's going to put 5 to 10 days on the opening date. So at the moment, we're talking to the builders, we're talking to the landlords, so we'll reach a decision sometime in the next week.
But you've got your eye on it.
Totally.
Yeah,
totally.
Oh, that's good to know. Okay, well, that's it. Well, just good luck, really, and welcome to Muswell
Hill. Thank you. Well, delighted to be here. It's a fantastic place, so thank you very much.
That was Edward Perry, and if you're interested in finding out about a job with Cook, log on to ntenshow.com for more info. And now to East Finchley tube worker Michael Haynes and his first solo exhibition at the Artway Gallery on Archway Road. I started off by asking Michael to explain what he's called his exhibition and why.
Fragments, flashbacks, which is kind of a reference to the fact it's like quite fragmented. This work is stuff that I've been producing over the past 4 or 5 years. I've sold quite a few bits of it, so it's kind of fragments of the whole collection. And flashbacks, because it's a bit trippy and psychedelic.
So talk me through a couple of the paintings.
Well, they vary, I think. This one, obviously the title comes from a Beatles song, Across the Universe. This was produced with a water spray using acrylic. It's like a starscape kind of universe, you know, the cosmos kind of thing. I was looking at a lot of photographs from the Hubble Space Telescope, and they kind of influenced it, but I'm into space. And this one of my biggest pieces, it's called Rainy Day Through a Child's Eyes. I thought it was like a kid looking out of a window. Adults, when they look out the window and it's grey and kind of horrible, don't want to go outside. Kids love it in the rain. They like splashing around in puddles. And
what do you use mostly? What do you like to work in?
Mainly it's acrylics, I think, but I do like to experiment with different media, yeah.
Yeah. So this one over here, this blue one, you've mixed with glue, haven't you?
Yeah, this is the most kind of Pollock-esque piece I've got in it, I think. It's a big influence of mine, Jackson Pollock. And it's done in a similar way with the glue, the way I was applying the glue. And then I just put varnish over it to give it like a sheen. And the glue's kind of come through afterwards, the way it's dried, with white bits, which I really like as well.
Giving it some definition.
Yeah, and its name is derived from the Latin word for veins, venae.
Yeah. So what about this one over here? Because this is very different to all of the ones you've got, isn't it?
This is actually acrylic as well, with varnish over the top. But Blue Monday, this is another reflection on the way I was feeling at the time. Kind of quite miserable and stuff. But this was inspired by a music sleeve, the Verve, okay. The Drugs Don't Work cover. It's kind of a variation on that. Yeah.
So there seems to be a lot of movement. Do you think that working on the trains has influenced your work?
I see a lot of movement of people. I work within a station, so it's just hustle and bustle, people coming and going, different personalities, noise, mad atmosphere sometimes. But this is all my moods. Yeah, it's not about people, I don't think. It's about my crazy moods sometimes, you know.
Well, tell us about this one then.
This is quite an angry piece. It's like a, obviously the speed of sound, that's what I've called it anyway. It's like travelling fast towards somewhere, like racing thoughts maybe. Because I do have kind of mood swings sometimes and stuff like that, but it comes out of my work. And
you were telling me about the underground artists, what's that about?
We've got a band of artists, which a friend of mine who was a station supervisor has put together, and we've had a few shows now. We're self-funded, and we're looking to take it a bit bigger next time. So we're looking for sponsorship. So many of us, photographers, musicians, painters.
All on the underground.
Yeah, they're all underground stuff. Yeah, so it's quite an amazing...
a collective together.
It is a collective, yeah, yeah. So an amazing band of people, so yeah.
Writers, presumably.
Yeah, there's poets, there's writers, there's filmmakers, there's ceramicists, there's
all
everything you can think of. Yeah, from all walks of the underground, drivers, kind of engineers, customer service, all sorts, ticket office staff and stuff like that. So
yeah, that's
really
good. So what was the last piece that you worked on that you're exhibiting here?
There's two new pieces, that Vino, the one we discussed, the gloss piece, and this one. which is watercolour.
Which is very different. You've got a lot of different styles here.
I like to kind of push myself and, you know, try different things until something sticks. But
so tell us about this one.
This is another planetary kind of influence, I think. I've called it Collider. Yeah, it's like atoms smashing together, and it could also be a meteorite hitting like a cityscape or something like that from the air. I do like the colour scheme on it, though. So
it's very different, isn't it?
Yeah, red, yellow and brown. And the paint was sprayed on with this one as well.
So it's a kind of distant... Tell us about the effect for this. So you've done it with splodges and... that was a spray?
That's hairspray that made the... When I sprayed it directly onto the wet paint, it moved the paint away and dried like that. And I like to experiment.
That was Michael Haynes. And if you'd like to have a look at his exhibition, you've only got until Friday, so don't waste any time. Although we will be covering a story on the Underground Artist Collective, so this won't be the last you'll hear of him.
If you run a small business and aren't using Twitter, we have to ask, why not? It's a fast way to get your message out. It can help you stay on top of your market. It can help you refine your brand. It is an amazing networking tool. And most importantly, it allows you to engage with your customers. Adriana Green from Crouch End Boutique Scarecrow explains what Twitter means to her company.
Well, for Twitter, and initially I didn't want to do it. We've got a Facebook page for the shop as well. And everyone was doing Twitter, and I was like, oh, I don't know. And people saying it would be great for the business. So I spent about a week researching because I couldn't understand how it all worked with the hashtags and everything. And then I thought, okay, we'll do one for the business. And, I mean, we've got 1,800 followers. We're only one little boutique and we've only been doing it for a year now. So we've met loads of other designers, up-and-coming people on there. We've met quite a few other people that cross, people that have come to the bar booths as well by there. We've met Masato Jones, the Japanese designer. I mean, it's just a great networking thing. I mean, I just purely use it for business, no personal things. It's all about the shop, other businesses, and we all support each other on Twitter as well. So the Haberdashery Powder's on there, Little Paris, so there's quite a few of us, and we all support, promote each other. Anything going on locally, that's promoted.
If you'd like to find out more about how Twitter can work for your business, call Muswell Hill Media on 020 8815 9965 or send an email to info@muswellhillmedia.co.uk. We're running short 60-minute courses for only £50 at the moment, so hurry and book your place now.
And finally, to our brand new feature, Charlotte's Link. Every Thursday, Charlotte Murray will be taking time out of her busy salon to come and talk to the shopkeepers and shoppers of Muswell Hill. So look out for her. This week, she caught up with Morgan from the cheese shop. Hi, Morgan. How are you?
Hi. Fine, thank you.
So just tell me a bit about your background, Morgan. Where are you from? Why are you doing this? Are you mental?
So I'm a Muswell Hillbilly. I was born here. And I've worked here for 4 years, bought it a year ago, and I love it. I love the little business and I love the local people and all the clientele that we get in here. So
why cheese?
I don't know. It's really strange. I was working here for a university and I kind of fell in love with it. Just the fact that it's tiny and it's kind of near 30 years, so it's very old and traditional. A bit of a landmark in Muswell Hill, so that was the main reason. And I do like cheese, loads.
Well, that's quite helpful.
Obviously, yeah.
And when you were at university, did you think that you wanted to run your own business?
Kind of about halfway through, I was doing graphic design, so there wasn't much of a career to go into, to be honest. There wasn't many jobs, and I'd worked with entrepreneurs in Muswell Hill before, and I'd had my own cupcake business before this. So, yeah, I really got a taste for it then.
So food really is your thing then?
Yeah, real foodie.
Are you able to give people advice about cheese?
Yeah. Yeah, we know the background of all the cheeses we stock. We've got over 200 of them. And the majority of them, I know most of the farmers and the families they come from, either by meeting with them or talking to them every week when I order from them. So it's got a real personal edge to it as well, because we know exactly where it comes from, how they make it. It comes in fresh that week and we sell it and then we get some more.
So if I came to you and said,
I've got a lovely Chablis that I'm having with the fish dinner.
Yeah.
What would be great for cheese at, to have with some nice crackers?
Goats is perfect with the Chablis. I mean, we are moving into wine, so we're at the moment looking to do get a wine licence and start matching and doing wine and cheese evenings. So that'd be really exciting, but it will be early next year. So I'm sure.
Oh, well, I'll look out for my invite then.
Yeah.
And as far as your other other goods that you have in here, what else do you have?
We try and get as many locally produced products as we can. So things like Redstone Road chutney that's made in Crouch End. Mm. That's a really big seller. Chili jam that's made in Hackney. It's really nice. We've got some honey that's being made on the National Theatre in London. And also yesterday I spoke to a new cheese supplier who started making cheese in Hornsey. So if it tastes good, we'll definitely be getting it in the shop.
And what do you see for the future for you? What's coming ahead? Anything exciting? Any exciting news immediately?
Well,
or possibilities?
Possibly Nigel Slater, the TV chef, is going to do an hour-long episode on me in the shop, and he's going to come in and buy some cheese, and we're going to cook a recipe together, which is really, really exciting, and it should be going out to BBC Two. So yeah, fingers crossed that goes ahead. It's all going to be confirmed this week.
Exciting.
Yeah.
How exciting. Good for you. Good for you. Brilliant. Is there anything else you'd like to say, or...
Hello to anyone that's listening in Muswell Hill.
Brilliant, brilliant.
From come cheeses. In. Come in and buy some cheese.
Well, thank you, Morgan. You are fabulous, and it's great to have another woman entrepreneur on board, and we'll stick together, won't we?
Yes,
and make
of
it
course.
Wonderful and independent.
Yeah, definitely.
Brilliant. Thanks,
thank
Morgan.
You.
That was Charlotte Murray with her regular feature, Charlotte's Link. And that's all we have for this week. If you'd like to take part in the show or have any comments, log on to n10show.com, or you can follow us on Twitter at MuswellHM. And don't forget, Muswell Hill Media is running short hour courses on how to make Twitter work for your business. Email info@muswellhillmedia.co.uk. Till next week, goodbye.
N10, brought to you by Muswell Hill Media.